O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Christ the newborn, today crowned blessed Stephen, come, let us adore him. The root of Jesse now has flowered, for Sarah's daughter bears a son. Behold, the mother of our God draws to her breast the Holy One. The co-eternal Word of God is cradled now in slumber deep. He who holds planets to their course now nestles in her arms asleep. The law which girds the universe, God's Torah teaching wisdom's ways, in Mary both have been enfleshed, a source of scandal and God's praise. This Jewish daughter's bold consent, her wonderment, her let it be, has touched the very depths of God, and ever changed the way we see. A contradiction to our time, her single yes to what could be. Have we such openness within to bring the Word to birth as she? Adonai said to me, you are my son, this day have I begotten you. Why all this strife among the nations, among peoples, all this pointless scheming? The arrogant arise and conspire together. They plot against the Holy One and the Anointed. Come, let us break free of love's law. Humility and service are for others. God, who sees all, can but smile at their foolishness, knowing they will learn to regret this approach. Do they not hear God's firm and steadfast voice? Are they not moved with reverence and awe? It is I who anoint the one who loves on Zion, my holy mountain. Let me repeat the decree I have heard. Adonai said to me, you are my own. Today I give you birth. Ask of me whatever you will. I give you nations and earth to care for. Your love, like an iron rod, will shatter greed like a potter's jar. Listen then, leaders of nations, take heed and come to your senses. Serve the Holy One with reverence. Bow your heads, acknowledge the truth. Otherwise, ignorance and fear will bring you to despair and destruction. Blessed are those who trust and dwell in God. Adonai said to me, you are my son, this day have I begotten you.
A reading from a sermon by St. Fulgentius of Ruspe. Yesterday we celebrated the birth in time of our eternal King. Today we celebrate the triumphant suffering of his soldier. Yesterday our King, clothed in his robe of flesh, left his place in the Virgin's womb and graciously visited the world. Today, his soldier leaves the tabernacle of his body and goes triumphantly to heaven. Our King, despite his exalted majesty, came in humility for our sake. Yet he did not come empty-handed. He gave of his bounty, yet without any loss to himself. In a marvelous way, he changed into wealth the poverty of his faithful followers, while remaining in full possession of his own inexhaustible riches. And so the love that brought Christ from heaven to earth raised Stephen from earth to heaven. Shone first in the King, it later shone forth in his soldier. Stephen's love of God kept him from yielding to the ferocious mob. His love for his neighbor made him pray for those who were stoning him. Love inspired him to reprove those who erred, to make them amend. Love led him also to pray for those who stoned him, to save them from punishment. Love indeed is the source of all good things. It is an impregnable defense and the way that leads to heaven. Those who walk in love can neither go astray nor be afraid. Love guides them, protects them, and brings them to their journey's end. Christ made love the stairway that would enable all of us to climb to heaven. Hold fast to it, therefore, in all sincerity. Give one another practical proof of it, and by your progress in it, make your ascent together. And you, O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Yesterday the narrow crib carried the infant Christ. Today the boundless heavens receive the triumphant Stephen. Yesterday the narrow crib carried the infant Christ. Today the boundless heavens receive the triumphant Stephen. Our King has humbled himself that he might exalt a soldier. Today the boundless heavens receive the triumphant Stephen. Yesterday the narrow crib carried the infant Christ. Today the boundless heavens receive the triumphant Stephen. The Word grew and multiplied, and Stephen prepared for the harvest. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Word grew and multiplied, and Stephen prepared for the harvest.
Lord Jesus, Son of the Most High, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of Earth, blossoming with justice, Lord have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of David, Shepherd and King, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, Son of Mary, Virgin and Mother, Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Holy One, source of all light and life, your eternal word leapt down in the silent watches of the night, and now your people are filled with wonder at the nearness of our God. Open our hearts to receive him, that our lives may be filled with his peace, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. May the Word made flesh, full of grace and truth, bless us and keep us. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.